Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book 180 Days Reading for Fourth Grade Practice Workbook for Classroom and Home by Margot Kinberg is a standards-minded, teacher-created workbook designed to provide steady, day-by-day literacy practice across a full school year as part of the widely used 180 Days of Practice approach. It functions as a supplemental resource rather than a standalone reading program, giving fourth grade students short passages and activities that can be completed in a predictable routine. The purpose is to strengthen core reading comprehension skills, while also reinforcing vocabulary and basic word study through repeated exposure and consistent expectations. Because the tasks are brief and structured, the workbook can fit into classroom warm-ups, small group rotations, intervention blocks, homework, or independent work at home. It also supports the common instructional goal of connecting reading and writing by asking students to respond to what they read. Overall, the book aims to build confidence through manageable daily practice and to help teachers and families monitor progress over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, daily structure that builds habits and reduces friction. A defining feature of the workbook is its predictable daily format. Instead of long units that require extensive setup, the book emphasizes short, repeatable practice sessions intended to be completed regularly over the course of 800 days. This structure matters because fourth graders often benefit from routines that lower cognitive load. Students spend less time figuring out what to do and more time practicing how to read closely, answer questions, and explain their thinking. For teachers, the day-by-day organization can reduce planning time and provide a ready-made set of tasks for bell work, centers, or quick assessments. For parents and caregivers, the same structure makes it easier to support practice at home without needing to design lessons. The routine also supports incremental growth. When students encounter similar types of prompts across many days, they get repeated opportunities to improve accuracy, stamina, and independence. Even if some learners find workbook repetition less exciting than a novel study, the consistent cadence can be a strength when the goal is skill reinforcement, confidence building, and steady progress monitoring. Secondly, reading comprehension practice through short, accessible passages. The workbook is designed around reading comprehension as a daily priority. Using brief passages allows students to practice essential comprehension behaviors without being overwhelmed by length or complexity in a fourth grade context. This helps students focus on meaning, making understanding what a text says, determining what details support an answer, and recognizing relationships between ideas. Short passages also make it practical to revisit skills frequently. Students can practice answering questions, locating evidence, and demonstrating understanding in a limited time window, which is useful for classroom schedules and home routines. The format supports a range of purposes, including independent reading practice, guided practice, or quick checks for understanding, because the 100-day style typically includes both literary and informational text types. Students can apply comprehension strategies across different kinds of reading they encounter in school. The result is not a single deep dive into one text, but many repetitions of core comprehension moves, helping students become more consistent readers who can explain what they understood and why their answers make sense. Thirdly, third-level vocabulary and word study reinforced in context, beyond answering questions about a passage. The workbook supports literacy growth by reinforcing vocabulary and word knowledge in connection with what students read. Fourth grade is a key stage for moving from basic decoding toward more fluent comprehension, and vocabulary plays a major role in that shift. By embedding word-related tasks alongside reading, the book encourages students to notice how words work in sentences and how meaning is shaped by context. This approach is practical for classrooms, because it aligns with common instructional goals, building academic vocabulary, improving understanding of text, and strengthening language skills that support writing. For home use, word study tasks provide a clear, manageable way for adults to help without needing specialized training. Students can practice identifying and using words correctly, which can contribute to stronger comprehension over time. Importantly, vocabulary practice tied to passages is often more meaningful than isolated drills because students see words functioning in real text. This supports transfer, helping students recognize and understand words when they appear in future reading across subjects. Fourthly, writing about reading to deepen understanding. A valuable element of the workbook is its emphasis on written response. Many literacy standards and classroom expectations require students not only to read, but also to communicate understanding through writing. By prompting students to write about what they read, the book reinforces comprehension and encourages clearer thinking. Writing responses can push students to move beyond guessing and instead explain ideas, summarize key points, or support answers with details from the passage. This connection between reading and writing is especially important in fourth grade, when students are increasingly expected to organize thoughts, use evidence, and express reasoning in complete sentences. In classroom settings, short written responses can serve as formative assessment, giving teachers quick insight into whether students truly understood the text and can articulate that understanding. At home, the same prompt can help families see progress and identify where a student may need support, such as answering only with fragments or missing key details. Overall, the Write About Reading component strengthens the habit of grounding answers in the text and communicating ideas clearly. Lastly, flexible use for classrooms, intervention, and home practice. The workbook is positioned as a practical tool that can be used in multiple settings. In classrooms, its daily format supports whole class routines, independent work, literacy centers, or a quick skill review. Teachers can also use it to target gaps by assigning specific days or sections that align with current instruction. For intervention or extra support, the short, focused practice can help students build consistency without the intimidation of longer assignments. At home, the book can function as a simple structure for regular reading practice, including during breaks when families want to prevent skill loss. This flexibility is one reason the 180 days approach remains popular. It complements different curricula rather than replacing them. The book is also useful when time is limited, since activities are designed to be completed in a relatively short session, while no single workbook can address every reading need. A resource like this can help create dependable practice opportunities and a clearer picture of student progress, especially when adults use student work to discuss mistakes, revisit directions, and encourage more careful reading. In conclusion, 180 Days, reading for fourth grade practice workbook for classroom and home is best suited for fourth grade students who need consistent, structured practice and comprehension, vocabulary, and written response. Teachers who want a ready-to-use daily routine, whether for morning work, rotations, or quick formative checks, can benefit from the predictable organization and manageable length of the activities. Parents and caregivers looking for a straightforward way to support reading at home, including during summer or school breaks, may also find it helpful because the tasks are clear and do not require extensive lesson planning. The practical benefit is repetition with purpose. Students repeatedly practice core reading behaviors, which can improve fluency, accuracy in answering questions, and confidence in explaining ideas, compared with many reading workbooks that lean heavily on isolated skill drills. This book stands out for combining passage-based comprehension with word study and writing about reading, encouraging students to connect skills to actual text. It is not a replacement for rich reading experiences like novels, read-alouds, or discussion-based instruction, but it can serve as a reliable supplement that keeps students practicing essential skills day after day and provides adults with a simple way to track growth over time. If you would like to support Margot Kinberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.